Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's going to be a lot of anxiety for this Chiefs game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And alcohol will be consumed.
Yeah, it'll help you chill out.
There's a way to keep yourself healthy and have a few drinks.
Nice.
Everything in moderation.
Yeah.
But it seems some people's definition of moderation is different than what moderation actually is.
Oh, so they have an actual definition.
Yeah, and you're not going to like it.
Grr.
You're hanging out. Grr. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic.
Nobody likes actual moderation.
You don't even have the number. I don't know why you're yelling
it's
at me.
Suck
and this is not an attack.
Butt.
This is not an attack on you. We're not doing sucking butt, all right? How many times do I have to tell you no more butt sucking? Hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. A new study from scientists has drinkers not happy.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government is currently reevaluating their alcohol consumption guidelines, and they are trying to figure out how much we can drink on a weekly basis and still be healthy.
Okay.
The new research is not promising for drinkers. So the current recommendation, the way that it sits right now.
You know what they say?
Excuse me. Two drinks per day for men and no more than one drink per day for women will keep you okay.
All right.
And if we're talking weekly.
14 glasses.
Yes. No.
Well, if it's two a night.
Okay. The new research suggests that less than one drink a day.
One?
Will be the
wait,
new
less than one?
Less than one
That's
drink
That's no
a day.
Drink.
So the scientists doing the research put it into three categories.
Right.
Are you ready? They say that two drinks or less a week, you are at low risk for impacting your health negatively. 3 to 6 drinks a week, you are at a moderate risk for impacting your health. And then they say anything more than 7 drinks a week increasingly, highly, negatively affects your health.
You could die.
To quote the study,
at
7 standard drinks, and I will say standard again.
Yeah, standard pour. Regular American pour.
The risk becomes much steeper and rises exponentially. You put yourself at risk for about a half a dozen types of cancers, heart and liver diseases, among other conditions. And it gets worse.
Right.
Because I know where you're going to start yelling. And again, this is not an attack
on you. Not yelling.
They are very clear in this study.
Right, very clear.
As to what they consider a drink.
Right. A glass of alcohol.
13 ounces of beer.
Oh, 13 ounces of
Five ounces of wine. 1.5 ounces of spirits.
So a shot. One leveled shot.
Exactly.
Of alcohol.
Yes. Oh, in the little cone that they would pour out.
Yeah.
All right.
A shot glass.
So now with the knowledge
that
two drinks or less a week, according to the new guidelines, it looks like, will be what guarantees to keep you healthy. Does this change your habits at all?
No. I'm not changing.
Okay.
First of all, heavy drinking runs in my family.
That's not an excuse.
No, but hold on. But my family went long.
Did they?
They all went long. I got an aunt that went to 100.
Yeah.
I got another one that went to 87.
Oh, she was a heavy drinker too?
They all were. My mother went to 89, and she also had Pat on top of her.
All the time.
And my father drank damn near a bottle a night.
All right.
And he went to 87.
But he was also pooping his pants.
I take it.
No,
I'm there now.
You've said that your father's, the last 20 years of your father's life, physically
your jeans
and
are
mentally.
Way more expensive than your dad's.
These ain't your daddy's jeans.
Yeah, because your daddy's jeans got poop in them. You said the last 20 years of your dad's life, physically and mentally, was miserable.
Yeah.
And you blame the alcohol.
And you also say it was miserable for everybody else, too. Like, do you want to do that to the people you love?
He has nobody that loves him that'll be around, man. You think his stepkids are going to take care of his drunk, pants-pooping ass?
What's left? What's left in life?
All right, look.
Like, what do you do?
Look.
Take a jog?
Look.
Like, what's the sense of working out to just keep working out? What's the payoff?
Stay
I can't have some fun. No, but I was like, if your whole life
is
just...
Are you saying you just work out just to drink?
Why just stay healthy just to stay healthy if there's no benefit of having some enjoyment?
Okay, listen, here's the thing. I get it. And not just for you, but for everybody listening that just, like, freaked out at what I said.
Yeah.
Drinking is deeply ingrained in most of us. Outside of it seriously...
They built America, bro.
Outside of it seriously affecting our lives or having some kind of health scare, most people are not going to drink to this new potential recommendation. Yeah. But there is one thing that is a little bit strange, and it actually touches on what Kimmy just asked.
What's touching?
What people will give up instead of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, you're the perfect example. You were one of the most unhealthy men on the planet.
Yeah, it was bad.
You were a big old little fat boy.
Oh, yeah.
He ordered his butter with cream cheese on top.
Man, it's so good, though. You got to try it.
And you also did nothing physical. You were not active in any way.
No.
Then you changed your life.
Turned my life around.
You lost a ton of weight.
Yeah.
You are very active. You eat a very strict diet. And it's very impressive. You did a great job.
But I need something. What do I get?
But here's the thing. When you made those changes, mm-hmm. it changed everything about your daily life.
Yes, it did.
And I would argue that what you were able to accomplish is way harder than quitting drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You have changed where you go, who you ate with, where you shopped, how you shopped,
mm-hmm.
what you spend your time doing. You had that discipline.
Yes.
But the mere suggestion that you have a little bit of discipline to cut back what you're drinking is just immediately dismissed.
But I whittled it down to just one thing. You need a vice. Everybody needs a vice. You need something.
I understand.
So if I give that up, what's left?
No, look, I get that argument.
I got nothing.
I get that argument.
With the Bible?
What I don't get
what?
Is how you get angry at scientists simply giving you the information.
No, I appreciate the information.
No, you don't, because you started screaming like you were being personally attacked. Like, you know, these scientists that ran this study were like, oh, Tommy's going to hate this. You listen to The Break Room? No, me neither. But this guy in Rochester, he's going to hate this. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The federal government is looking into changing what is recommended as healthy alcohol consumption for men and women. As it sits currently, you are allowed 2 drinks a day for men, about 1 drink a day per women. But this new research, and this is not federal research, this is done by a college.
Yeah.
2 drinks or less a week is the recommended alcohol consumption.
A week.
And by the way, like we said, when we say drinks, it's a 13-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, or a measured cone shot of liquor.
So once a week, I could have 1.5 ounces of whiskey.
A shot, yeah.
That would be my fun for the week. 1 ounce of alcohol.
Yes.
Yippee.
Yes. But I mean, I guess, and look, if you make the educated decision that I am willing to risk potential sickness.
Well, I mean, I've done the research.
To enjoy. No, you haven't. To enjoy yourself. I'm not going to fault you for that either, because we all do it. You're right. We all have a vice.
But I'm also looking at family history.
No, but that's not research.
Yes, it is. That they do look at your family history. People are prone to heart attacks, cancer, breast cancer. A lot is runs in the gene pool a little
very
bit.
Very runs in the gene pool.
Yeah.
I can tell you did a lot of scientific research based on the way you're repeating it back to me. When the doctor, Mr. Mulet, we can tell here that breast cancer very runs in the gene pool. Several of doctors gone back, search, research, cancer, go time.
But you know, like, fat people raise fat people, and you got to fight. Look, you and I both were raised by fatties, and we had to fight that fat gene, bro.
My mother was not fat.
But it.
Listen, man, we both had thick mamas at some point.
For God's sake.
I just said thick mama. I hear they're back in style.
Thick Mama, one of my favorite blues artists of the 1940s.
Wow, Thick Mama, they're back in style.
Shut up. You were saying, Kimmy.
She's got a Golden Corral. She's going to be there a while.
Does it make you nervous, though?
They had Golden Corral in the 1940s?
Oh, yeah, that's where they started. Deep South.
Kimmy, go ahead.
Does it make you nervous, though, that let's say you did have a bunch of family members who all had this bad habit and they went long.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you worry, though, that you're the one... Like, the odds are against you.
He's
like
if, due?
Yes.
I would feel like I gypped, yes.
Yeah.
Well, but you wouldn't be able to feel that because you'd be dead.
That's what true. I mean. Like, I would be but worried.
Going down
like,
for the count, I'd be pissed.
All these other people got lucky. Am I now the one that it doesn't work out for?
Now you got to think about it.
Well, here's the weird thing, too. Because, like, when I go to my doctor, right?
Yeah.
Like, they always say, quit smoking.
Yeah.
There ain't no, like, you can smoke a little bit.
There's no healthy cigarette, as they say.
But it is weird where they go, well, you can have some alcohol. And that's the way they've always taught it.
Sure.
And I had a theory behind that.
What's that?
Most doctors drink. Not all doctors smoke. So they're kind of like a little bit more leeway based on their own personal vices.
Okay, but here's the thing. And I think I learned this when I first met my wife.
Yeah.
I was shocked. Now, it wasn't like a ton of doctors, but I was very surprised the amount of doctors that like casually had cigarettes or like when we would go out.
Bad habits.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
You know the deal.
And it's a stressful job. I get it. Like, again, you're making a conscious decision knowing what the effects
you know,
of the road
But you know the results.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You got two mics.
All right.
Two mics.
Man, it's not even Saturday night for you.
Let's talk to Mike One. Hey, Mike One, how are you, brother?
Hey, nice to know I'm number one.
What do you got?
Better number one than the number two. Oh, I actually got to agree with Tommy on this one.
There you go, buddy.
What do you mean? What are you agreeing with?
You got to have some fun in your life.
No, okay.
Let the good times roll, baby.
Sure.
And the reason being, there was a posting on Facebook a while back of a two-sided picture. Mike. One side was Richard Simmons' obituary.
Okay.
And the other side was Keith Richards.
Okay.
And the comment was, I think I'm beginning to rethink this healthy lifestyle.
Well, look, I mean, I have scientific research here, and then I have that Facebook meme you just said, and you flip me. I'm with you 100%.
And you had the Keith Richards.
Yes, there you go. No, Mike, I'm not saying quitting. I'm not saying that. I'm simply sharing this information with you, and I am surprised that Tommy, as much as he was able to change everything about his life, draws the line here, and I can't figure out why. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I had that Tommy's life, too. I personally quit, but that was years ago, and it was only because to get custody of my children.
Okay.
But because I had a reason. But I drank them babies away. I drank as much, if not more, than Tommy ever thought of.
So, no, and Mike, I respect that. But
and
like,
there ain't a man been born, and his mama is dead in the ground.
Mikey, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the
day. Yeah, one of my problems is too. I wouldn't know what to replace that energy with.
Sure,
like where I take the booze. What do I replace the booze with?
And that's also a scary thing because what if that thing is worse than what you're doing?
I don't want to be an AA doing Jesus at the strip mall.
You don't like
Jesus,
you don't really,
it's the higher power.
You also don't like having hobbies. So, yeah, this would be tough for you.
I'm not telling you need to drink or quit drinking. I'm not saying that. I get everything you're saying, and I agree with part of what you're saying.
You're just giving me the information to decipher for myself.
And simply pointing out, like, the drastic change you had in your life
and
how resistant you are to this. All right, but we have our second Mike who's been
Dos Michaels.
Yep, two mics, one show. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mike 2. Hey, Mike 2, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Duff, it's not even Tuesday. Two mics for one. So the fly in the ointment with this is the fact that I think our choice of food consumption is far more damaging than the alcohol that we drink.
Yes!
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Well, you can make that argument for a lot of other bad habits.
Because look at Tommy, right? Tommy changed his eating style, and that drastically changed his overall health. He dumped a bunch of weight, but he never quit drinking. So obviously the problem wasn't the drinking. The problem was the food consumption.
No, hold on.
We're having
two
state, I would argue, is for alcohol.
We're having two separate arguments here. Because, no, I would agree also eating a bunch of bad food all the time would
also
hurt you.
Also a bad habit.
And every scientist that runs a test, doctor, would say the same thing. It's not about what's worse than the other, right? It's not like any federal government administration person that works in Department of Health is going to be like, you know what? If you eat five Big Macs a week, it's probably going to be fine. They're going to have the same. Like, I don't even want to know what the recommendation is for fast food from
Dr. French fries.
It's probably the same, like, shocking. Yeah, no, we talked about this the other day. A doctor, Mike, I'm sorry, said the appropriate amount of French fries is two French fries. That's what will keep you from getting unhealthy. Yeah. And get out of my face, nerd.
Yes.
Yeah, well, but to Tommy's point, I think everything in moderation, but if you're going to give up anything or moderate anything, I think alcohol is probably the least of the things to have to moderate.
Probably doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Some people, maybe.
Mike, thanks for the call. But I'm late, buddy. I got to go, but thank you for the call. I appreciate
old
it.
Old smart Mike.
What?
I mean, you can't just say alcohol is the least problematic. That's not a statistic.
Kimmy, it's probably a statistic. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Story is shocking all around.
What happened?
Trust me. But the most surprising part of the story might be how someone could do this in a busy supermarket, if the allegations are true, and get out without having anyone know who he is.
So he never got nailed?
No. In fact, it seems like he's still at large. Or it's small, depending on how it looked.
Gotcha.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story comes to us from Penfield, more specifically.
Wait, an East Side dangler?
Yep, the Penfield Wegmans.
What?
It's a one-line story.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it to you just as it's written in the Monroe County Sheriff's Department police blotter. Are you ready?
I am ready.
At approximately 11:58 a.m., an unknown older man entered the cashier line, unzipped his pants, and exposed his penis to a cashier.
So he got in line, then unzipped.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no mistake?
No. If the allegations are true, no.
And then exposed himself.
Dong in line at Wegmans. No word on if he asked it to weigh them, weigh it for him.
Okay.
There are a few things in this story we can take away, even with the little information we have.
Yeah.
The most shocking part may not be that the man took his penis out of Wegmans, although that is shocking.
Yeah.
The most shocking part, if the allegations are true.
What are you thinking?
He got away.
So then he just strode out?
I guess. It says unknown man in the police officer, and they don't even have a suspect. And we see stories all the time.
They'd have a camera on that guy.
You think?
They do.
We see folks all the time who get busted before they leave the store of grocery stores for like not scanning something at the self-checkout.
Oh, yeah.
But this dude hangs brain and is able to walk out of the store?
And he's, you said older, right?
Elder? It said older man, according in the story.
So he shuffled out. And was the cashier in such shock?
Yeah.
That she didn't know what to do.
Why,
so
are, you saying she? Why are you saying she? We don't know.
Yeah.
Well, the majority of the cashiers are female.
That's not true. Not
at that time of the day, yes. There's very few adult male cashiers, at least where I shop.
Maybe your Wegmans.
Well, yeah, you got to bring out the sugar for all the boys in Pittsford. Hey, baby, why don't you shake it for me while you're scanning my avocados?
And she may have been a little, I'm saying, like, the delay gave him enough time to get it to his Crown Vic and get the hell out of it.
No, I think the shock is a legitimate argument here why he would have gone.
Because you wouldn't think that would happen on the East Side.
I missed the first part. Was it fully out? Was his fly down?
It says unzip, took it out at the cashier.
Oh, so he took it. It wasn't just like a...
Well, could have flopped? Or did he say he literally pulled it out?
It just says unzipped and exposed his genitals. Okay. I can't give
so
you...
So it could be in or out.
I can't give you a flop ratio.
Yeah. Hmm. It could be standing in the door or it could be out.
So there are different levels of concern from different people when they see male genitals.
Right.
Kimmy, I would assume you'd be way more alarmed than Tommy would if you saw a dude take out his dong in a Wegmans.
I would like to think I would be more concerned, but then again, like, Tommy sometimes is shocked by stuff that he thinks can't happen in his town. You know what I mean?
Try that in a small town.
Like, he wouldn't be shocked if it happened outside of Pittsburgh.
No, but here's the thing. If Tommy had a dollar for every dong he's seen in person, he would have Weeze's career earnings. It's a lot of dong, bruh.
I think whether or not you're upset by it is one thing, but to be shocked, I think everybody would still be shocked.
Okay, there's an easy way to figure this out.
All right.
252 WCMF, we talk about this story coming out of the Penfield Wegmans where police say a man, older man, walked into the checkout line, unzipped his fly, took out his penis, and then left. He's still at large.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, let's say you're walking around the Pittsburgh Wegmans.
Yeah.
You come around the corner of the soup aisle, and there's a man standing there waiting for anybody to walk on by, and he is zipped down.
He's got it out.
And he's fully exposed.
All right.
Then he zips it up, and he goes about the rest of his shopping. Are you telling anybody?
No.
There's your answer, Kimmy.
Because I don't want to get involved.
Kimmy, would you tell someone if you saw that?
No.
You wouldn't say anything?
I don't want to be involved in this at all.
He's walking around the store.
You're talking to two known hiders.
And he's probably just a sad soul.
And I just feel like someone's going to say something, and I don't want to be here when they do.
You may have been the only one that saw it. You may have.
Well, if I'm the only one that saw it, then why call anybody? Because it's over and done with.
Okay.
Do you want to get involved with that?
Yeah, I think you should tell at least somebody. Like, even said the manager of the produce section, hey, that dude took his dong out.
I'm going to walk over to Jimmy and Froze. Hey, Jimmy, while you're doing those cucumbers over here, I just saw a guy's penis.
Yes.
Can you please tell somebody?
That is an appropriate response.
Can you imagine going to the front desk and one of those girls comes up?
Yeah.
And we got a couple of those girls, they love the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they would think I'm doing a joke.
Are you doing a joke over
there?
What
are you doing? You creep cap over there in aisle 7?
You're doing a dong jokes at the service counter?
Use that one in your show on Monday.
You'd also have to look long enough to really make sure you saw it.
You know what a penis looks like.
No, she doesn't. That's another thing. I would have to break down his crank.
Yeah, I would also.
No, you wouldn't.
What if he's got Peronis?
Well, I don't care where he eats Italian food. What we're talking about here. Is his penis exposed to Wegmans?
Yeah, they may say, if you say that, you got to describe
no,
it.
No, you don't have to. Why would you have
they
to?
They did it to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was a different story. You're not going to sit down with a sketch artist so he can get a picture of the man's penis. That costs extra. I cannot believe. I mean, I understand you're an idiot. Kimmy, I'm shocked.
I'm turning around and I'm going in the opposite direction.
All right, let me ask.
Again, somebody's going to say something.
Yeah, or he just goes about his day.
No.
He got his little jollies off and let him go.
What, is he British?
I don't know.
I mean, no, what you guys are describing.
I'd be more concerned if he was doing something with it.
Yeah.
No, because you still wouldn't. If he was cranking one and
no,
you saw
then
him.
I might say something.
Okay, I love how because that's the difference. If you leave it out for everyone to see, fine. But as soon as you run the threat of...
even if he was rubbing one out.
No, that would bother you.
No, let the man talk.
Because it'd be a sanitary issue.
Well,
you.
I would say, the tissues are two aisles over. We have a cleanup in aisle 4.
Like, if I saw somebody peeing in the aisle, I would say something.
Wow.
She's actually right.
Kimmy doesn't take any nonsense.
I would say I find that far more disgusting than an exposed crank or even a rubbed crank.
Well, no, fine. I mean, because urine on the floor is a legitimate, dangerous, health issue.
It is.
Yeah, it's all gross.
But, I mean, you can still tell somebody that the guy took his penis out in the soup aisle.
You could.
Whole new definition for chunky soup. I know. 252 WCMF again with this one-line story we have from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department. Around noon, an unknown older man entered the cashier line at the Penfield Wegmans, unzipped his pants, and exposed his penis to a cashier, according to police. He got away. Somehow, he is not in custody.
Strode off into the sunset.
So it does say older man.
Yeah.
How old do you think older is?
Well, you got to be 55 plus, I would say.
You think so?
Well, that's what I think. If a younger person said older person,
okay,
I would say 55.
No, because I thought
I would think older than that.
Okay. Well, I guess it all depends on
the
age.
Yeah, but you work with a fossil.
Yeah, and you're older, much older than anyone we've ever met in our lives or anything that's existed on the earth. If we cut you in half and counted your rings, you don't have enough fingers to incorrectly tell us how many rings there would be. 3.
I think they would have to almost look elderly for somebody to call them an older.
So you're talking 70s, 80s.
Yeah.
Bent over.
No, because they would
shuffling.
They would say elderly. They wouldn't say older.
Maybe.
It's also funny, too. If this is an 18, 19-year-old cashier, older could be 38.
Yeah, true.
Think about how old you thought people looked, Kimmy, when you were in college.
But people that age don't dress old like back in the old days. Everybody looked adult at a certain point. But now, you could be 38 and looking pretty sharp.
I love how Tommy Fashion here thinks the clothes they're wearing determines whether or not they look
well,
older.
I think it kind of does add to it if you're dressed like an old fart or you're dressed pretty hip. You know, you look like you got modern threads on, or you look like grandpa.
I'm done talking to you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know why? I see you guys on hold. Why is it always older guys getting caught taking out their penises?
Because they're the only ones who do it.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Why are they the only ones doing it?
Because they're bored. They're lonely.
Right, I guess.
Think about this. They probably haven't had sex in years. Even if they're married, they could have had a sexless 20-year run in their marriage where they don't even sleep in the same bed.
But what is, like, exposing it do? Why did all of a sudden that turn you on?
You go a little screwy if you don't get laid.
Right, I got three theories.
I think old guys get backed up just like you young boys do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mine fill up just like yours, son.
Stop.
You got to feed that dog, that bald dog.
Three theories before we take one call.
Three theories? Right.
Three theories as
to why. Isn't that a new beer over at Jenny?
Three theories as to why it's always older guys getting caught taking out of their penises. All right. One, it's just a weird thing that certain guys of a certain generation are into. Like, boomers love taking their penises out.
Right.
Two, young guys do like to take their penises out, but they get their kicks doing it via text and social media.
Okay.
Whereas older guys are not as... Because, Kimmy, we've talked about in the past how many of your friends on dating apps will get surprise penis.
Oh, I don't even think they have to be on dating apps. It's simply being on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, so what's the third?
Three, this isn't so much a kink as it is older men having something going on in their brain once they have a certain age. Like, it's more
dementia?
Of a... maybe dementia is the wrong word, but yeah, something that's like, this isn't a sexual kink thing, this is like something going on.
Okay, so there's a mental problem.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe. Like, does naked show up? Naked does show up in a bunch of different ailments in the older set. Because, like, you had to take care of your mom and dad. Your dad's penis showed up a ton in the stories you tell.
Yeah, that was at the store.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to John before we move on. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
Good morning.
Hello, John.
Years ago, my mother-in-law went to Tops on Buffalo Road.
All right.
And she had a new vehicle, so she parked out farther away from the door, you know. And
yeah.
She saw a man in his car. And he was kind of shaking a little bit, so she thought maybe he was having a seizure or something. And she walked over, and he was doing some power hitchhiking.
All right.
So,
power hitchhiking.
My mother-in-law was disturbed about it, went home. She ended up calling Gates Police, and the cop came over, and she was telling him what was going on. And he was trying to get a description and, you know, what he looked like and stuff. And he asked her, he goes, well, how big was he? So my mother-in-law put her two fingers out on 6-8 inches apart, and he started laughing. He goes, no, I meant how tall?
John, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Didn't think we were going there, man.
Hey, man. That's never weird. Underestimate an old Italian woman and her knowledge of penises.
How tall?
The holidays are right around the corner, hanging out in the break room on CMF. And there are ways you know the holidays are here.
Sure.
Things you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out, according to this new study, the number one thing people look forward to the most that let them know the holidays are here.
What at?
Christmas music on the radio.
I don't get it.
Thank you.
Because you hear it all over the place now.
How do people still like that?
It
doesn't
sucks.
It start like right after Halloween?
It might start. Yes. Yeah, we might be doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's the stations that go 24/7 for the holidays.
Yeah, there's a station or two in town that flips to total Christmas music all the time. And we'll just give you a little behind the scenes of radio real quick.
Mm-hmm.
When those stations do that, it throws everything into chaos.
Mm-hmm.
Because these stations, with all due respect, they're not typically the most popular.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they skyrocket up the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become such a problem that nationally, they changed the way they measure ratings. Because it was so unfair.
They just cut Santa out.
And it still didn't help. No. It's still like they're still dominating.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it says here that people love it. It's just hard to wrap your head around why people love it.
Well, there's all the standards, right? But now every celebrity has a Christmas album.
Here we go.
They do.
Here we go.
You took shots at Michael Blue. You know who I'm saying. You took shots at him yesterday for some reason. Is this like building up?
No, like, but I'm saying, like,
are
every
you ready to go off on Christmas albums?
Every country artist has a Christmas album. Yeah, out.
Every country album is a Christmas album.
Pretty much. I mean, pop, rock, they all have it. So now it's like you modernize Christmas carols.
Wait, you're worried about the integrity of the music?
Yes.
When I was your age, Christmas songs.
We sang Jingle Bells, and that was it.
When I came out, My Mama, man, there was like seven songs.
When I Came Out, My Mama is one of my favorite country Christmas songs.
Went out your mama for the holidays. No, but you know what I mean. I think it adds to it. Because you would get sick. If there was just seven tunes, yeah, you would be sick of it. But there's such a variety of this crap now.
Wait, so are you making an argument for or against it?
I'm against it, but I get it.
I'm against it, but I get it. No, but here's the thing. You're even wrong in your assumption there, and I agree with you. Yes, everybody. There's a lot of Christmas albums.
There's
more Christmas music. But these stations that play Christmas carols only play like the same ten Christmas songs.
Oh, I thought they were playing like all this.
No, I mean, the ones you will rarely hear a new Christmas song when you turn on one of these radio stations.
Yeah, they got them.
I mean, they're not playing them.
Every few years, there's like one that sticks, I feel like.
Look, I mean, you know,
I don't know if it's like in a movie or what sets it off, but every now and then you'll get one that's added to like the regular rotation. Well, some of it is.
Well,
yeah.
You talk about Christmas shoes? I want to buy these shoes because my mama's...
She's in a casket.
No, well, she's not in a casket yet. She will be.
Well, yeah, she needs some shoes for some reason.
It's a child, you monster.
The other one is that Jesus Take the Wheel.
That's not a Christmas song.
Yes, it is.
It's not a Christmas song.
It's based on her going home for Christmas, and she wipes out.
And Jesus took the wheel.
I don't know. I didn't hear the end of the song.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's a Christmas tune.
Okay, fine.
Tune.
I'll give it to you. I don't know the song. It's the stupidest song.
I didn't think it was a Christmas song.
She's going all for a holiday.
Right, I don't know.
No, it also, as we talk about, you know, Christmas music on the radio is the number one thing people look forward to at the start of the holidays. That Christmas shoes song, and everyone's familiar with it, right?
Yeah.
Where the kid's in line, and he doesn't have enough money to buy these shoes, and he's alone, and the guy behind him finds out that his mother is going to die that night.
Yeah.
And he wants her to have nice shoes
to
meet Jesus when she goes to heaven. Dad didn't say, like, hey, your mom's dying. Maybe you should hang out here for a little while.
Maybe Daddy in the picture.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, not to pick here.
I don't want to dig too deep.
Right, but as a parent, let's say, God forbid, I'm in that situation with my young children. Yeah. My goal would be to keep you in the home to spend as much time with mama because, like, again, where are the shoes going?
I know.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
And it's not like you can return them. Like,
no.
If you bring them back.
Maybe it's
like,
you dead feet them in it.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
What?
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
No.
Not one? You don't have one that you're fond of?
No, man. They're boring.
What about Springsteen? Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, again. All right.
Kimmy, how about you?
Ooh. Last Christmas.
How's that one go?
Last Christmas.
Oh, Wham.
Yeah.
This Christmas is a good one, too. The soul version. Who sings that one? It's not Stevie. And this Christmas.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
We'll be.
I do have
a very
one.
Special Christmas. Oh, no. I know which one you like, you monster. What is it again?
Backdoor Santa. It's a legitimate blues tune.
Coming down your chimney.
Only once a year, baby.
No, I mean, like, here's the thing, too. Classic rock has a ton
yes,
of,
they do.
Right? I mean, Paul McCartney and Wings.
Oh, yeah.
That's another one.
Wonderful Christmas Time. That's a good song. So, like, if CMF wanted to, we could probably flip Christmas music the whole season, and you wouldn't hear a repeat.
So, we used to. So, Christmas Day, we used to play all kind of artists playing Christmas tunes in the morning. We don't do it anymore, but yeah, it went all morning on Christmas Day.
CMF, you get a morning of Christmas, and that's it.
Well, because Weeze was Jewish, so he didn't celebrate Christmas, so he came in and played those tunes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Weeze was Jewish, and we would not allow them to play Christmas music while he was here.
No.
Brian, it happened.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.